Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is Progressive Ag Market Analyst Brian Strumman. Tell us what's happening here today in the markets and what you've been watching.
Yeah, you know, you look at the markets, Whitney, and we were lower in the overnight. Again, the crop condition ratings improved 2% for both the corn and soybeans, and that added some selling pressure. Meanwhile, you look at the spring wheat, and that was down 1%. The poor to very poor actually increased another 4%. So that crop has deteriorated over the last week. And you look at the good to excellent, that's 41%, you know, at this time frame compared to 64% good to excellent last year. So we do have a poorer rated crop this year, and that does and did provide some support to that spring wheat contract today. But you look at the weather again with some recent rains over the weekend and the first part of this week. The funds have been selling these grain markets. In addition to that, you look at the USDA report that's coming up on Friday, and a lot of questions with that. Will they change the yields? And we'll see what USDA says Friday. But when you look at the weather, again, there was a lot of widespread rain and cooler temperatures over the next 2 weeks in the recent forecast. But the last couple of runs show a warmer and drier pattern for the western U.S. So we'll continue to watch those forecasts and see if that changes.
And looking at livestock, able to tell us a little bit about what's happening there?
Yeah, you look at the live cattle, kind of a mixed bag. No big moves today one way or another. We had a better cash trade last week, and supplies remain tight. But we're also trading near all-time highs, so buying interest is thin at these levels. The 10-week lows in the boxes, you know, add some weakness to the market. And we'll see where this week's cash trades. We saw a sharply lower feeder calf trade on Monday and some more follow-through today. And then a firmer corn market and a lower live cattle trade in these front months added some weakness there. Lean hogs, both sides have unchanged. We had a good day Monday. 11-month highs in the cutouts, and you look at the October futures, which will soon take over as the lead month. They're at a $23 discount to the cash, so that provides some underlying support there. But supply and demand, a stronger dollar, and we'll see what the experts say this week too, as far as the livestock goes.
All right. Anything else we should be aware of before we let you go?
We've got the USDA report on Friday and these weather forecasts. We're still in early in August here. August is a big month for soybeans, so we'll continue to watch that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the update and the information. Again, Brian Strumman joining us here on the Red River Farm Network.